makes my tractor sexy.
Welcome back. As we do each week, we want to thank our hosts, Devil Radio 92.7 in the Madison area and in the Waukesha, Milwaukee area, WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101.1 FM. You can use their Devil Radio app to listen to our show on demand anytime. And you can find the video version on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company.
And we might have really big news to share about this further. This segment might get longer, all the people that we thank. So stand by for that. You can find my daily work over at UpNorthNewsWI.com or search UpNorthNewsWI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also catch our new Up North News daily updates on these radio stations, 7:30 weekday mornings, 5:30 in the evenings. And as we've found out over the past few weeks here, 7:30 in the evenings as well, because, you know, if you're listening to us live, you can't get enough Pat Kreitlow, apparently. You get it during the commercial breaks, too. Although, Kirk, we hear you on the commercial breaks, too. We have to get Sarah to start doing promos. It can't just be a sausage party here. We have to change that.
All right. So enough about promos. Let's talk about farms, because I grew up in Stevens Point, and there were cornfields everywhere around within a 10-mile radius. And we've just been talking. It's been getting me all jazzed up to remember my days growing up. So I want everybody to tell their story about their favorite farm moment. And I've had many. But many are G-rated, and I told Pat many are R-rated, and I will not do the R-rated. I'll do a PG-rated version. But I think my first time that I thought I was in love, but really it was puppy love, was kissing a girl in a cornfield in high school, right close to Rosholt, like between Stevens Point and a big. I just plowed my car right in the cornfield because you could do that, and I was a stupid kid. So I apologize to whatever farmer had to clean up that mess. But that was my favorite time on a farm or
did
on
you,
a cornfield.
You seriously had to ruin somebody's crops to create your own parking spot?
I know. I'm still narcissistic to a certain degree, but when I was in high school, it was strong. It was strong.
Oh God, Sarah, how about you?
So, okay, my 3-turning-4-year-old was once a 2-turning-3-year-old. We were on our friend's farm, and it was around the season when the cow manure gets really wet. So we round the corner, and all of a sudden I hear a panic cry of help. And there he is, knee-deep in cow manure that has sort of a quicksand effect. And so I'm like, all right. So I pull the kid out and one boot is stuck. And from that point on, every time we go to a farm, whether it's our friend's farm or a different farm, he asks me if his boot's going to get stuck in the mud again, because he's got this memory ingrained of being stuck in the mud. And it was probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It's funny, you know, kids always going to have a weird definition of mud, you know?
Yeah.
Well, for this particular city kid, who wasn't entirely a city kid, because my dad's second marriage was to a dairy farm girl from Gilmanton in Buffalo County near Mondovi. And then, as it turns out, I started to date and eventually married and have stuck with, she has stuck with me for 35 plus years, a farmer's daughter from Manitowoc County. And we met in college at UW-Eau Claire. We, decided it was time to go visit each other's family. And you know, mine was relatively drama-free because, you know, what's a kid in the suburbs, you know, going to do? Then it came time for me to go visit her family out on the farm in Manitowoc County. And we arrived during evening milking. And at that point, she said, well, you may as well come right into the barn. So we did. And now they milked 72 cows, and she did, you know, twice a day before getting on the school bus and after getting off it. And so she walks me in there, and this is my first time meeting her dad, who's been a dairy farmer. You know, he's like a fourth, fifth generation dairy farmer himself. And I thought he welcomed me right into the family so nicely. He's like, would you like to help out? Sure. Whatever you need. You're just putting on a milking machine. He's like, okay. He hands me the dip and he goes, go take care of number 36. So I head over to stall number 36. And as I'm bending down, I see why he has started laughing his face off, because that was nothing in stall 36 that you could milk. at least and get away with it. So thankfully, that laugh stopped me from going any further. We should go on that note. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Darren Von Rooten and Kelly Westland. Thanks for joining us at the cabin. Come on back up north next week with no bull milking required.
Nice. Won't you let me die?